Welcome. Today we're discussing Matt Levine's insightful Bloomberg opinion piece on, believe it or not, steak dinners and their curious connection to ETFs, among other fascinating financial shenanigans. Let's dive in.
Steak dinners and ETFs? Color me intrigued. It sounds like we're delving into the murky waters of principal agent problems, right?
Precisely. Levine uses the steak dinner as a metaphor for the, shall we say, creative ways financial professionals sometimes incentivize decisions. He argues that these perks, while not outright bribes, can blur the lines of fiduciary duty. Think lavish dinners, sporting event tickets, you name it, all influencing decisions that should be based on merit, not marbling.
So how does this tie into ETFs, specifically First Trust?
Ah yes, First Trust. Levine highlights how they've seemingly sidestepped the race to the bottom on ETF fees by, well, whining and dining financial advisors. Apparently, their sales strategy revolved around offering advisors access to exclusive forums, performance coaches, the works, all in exchange for pushing their higher fee ETFs.
That's bold. But isn't there a gray area here? I mean, relationship building is part of business, isn't it?
Sure, but Levine points out that FINRA has rules about this sort of thing. Gift limits, restrictions on lavish entertainment. First Trust's actions seem to push those boundaries. One wholesaler even bragged about dangling access to a performance coach in exchange for $13 million in business. It begs the question, are investors truly getting the best deal? Or are advisors swayed by the allure of a good steak?
And it's not just First Trust. Levine also discusses Aspiration Partners, the climate finance startup, and their, unique approach to securing loans. It sounds like falsified financial records were involved.
Indeed, it's a tale of inflated valuations, put options, and a graphic designer with questionable ethics. I see, interesting. Aspiration Partners, once valued at over $2 billion, allegedly cooked the books to make their collateral look much more appealing than it was. Ultimately, it led to a massive loss for UBS when the founder defaulted on his loan.
It's a wild story. And then there's Millennium, the hedge fund giant. Englander, the founder, is considering sharing ownership with top executives. A pretty big move.
Absolutely. It's a strategic move to incentivize key players and ensure the firm's longevity. Plus, it's an interesting example of how these massive financial institutions recognize the value of their human capital. They are essentially residual claimants too, alongside shareholders.
And lastly, we have El Salvador and their, continued Bitcoin adventures. Despite an agreement with the IMF to, you know, not buy more Bitcoin, they seem to be doing just that.
It's almost comical, isn't it? They get a loan from the IMF, promise to behave, and then immediately go back to buying Bitcoin. It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off.
So, from steak dinners to Bitcoin gambles, it seems like the world of finance never ceases to amaze. Any final thoughts?
Well, Levine's piece underscores the importance of transparency and ethical conduct in the financial world. While a steak dinner might seem harmless, it's crucial to remember the potential consequences when personal incentives clash with fiduciary duty. Got it. Thanks for joining me today. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week with more insights into the world of finance.
Goodbye.